All right, it's the morning on the way to the Morris County Police Academy. We have a large group of people coming today to take the Proactive Patrol, Becoming a Street Smart 2-day program. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got some new stuff for everybody. But as I was driving out of my area and getting onto the turnpike here, I thought of something I thought was interesting that I wanted to share with everybody here was when I was in the Federal Police Academy. Some of you may know that I went to FLETC in 2004, and that program was a very good training program. But nonetheless, they had, if you've been to the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, they have driving tracks, right? Not like your department sets up cones in the Walmart parking lot and that's your EVOC driving. I'm talking about like they have a good program there for driving. Tracks that are miles long where you learn how to do pursuit driving and tactical reverses and drifting and controlled skids and all this other stuff. It's really cool. Had a lot of fun doing it. That's probably the best part of the academy, was getting to mess around on that playing ground. But what's interesting is I got a different perspective from the instructors there that taught us to, when you're in a pursuit, when you're following a vehicle at a high rate of speed, use the entire road, go outside the lines, go over the lines if it's permissive, if there's no other cars there, and you'll have the advantage over the person you're pursuing. So essentially, seeing the road as one big road without lines to keep you boxed in. This will help the car perform better. And it's funny, as I went into my career in law enforcement, outside of the agency that I worked with in for a brief, very brief period of time in Washington, D.C., I would get into pursuits with coworkers of mine, and some of you know we had partners where we worked at night, and I would watch them drive, and they would be driving inside the lines. They'd be in pursuits, losing pursuits, because they would be driving inside the lines. And I would always have a little bit of an unfair advantage, because I had been trained to think differently. And, you know, if there was a pursuit that I didn't finish, it was because their car greatly outperformed my dinosaur Crown Victoria, or it was called off. And it was infrequent for it to be called off, and the only one I was part of that was called off went for 48 minutes, and I couldn't agree more that it was probably a good idea at that point to call it off for what was going on. I was actually considering deploying the ability and calling off the chase. It's how a little insane it got. Just wasn't worth it at that point anymore. So that brings me into my point this morning is, a lot of you work within the box. You work within the lines. Nobody's saying to violate SOPs. Nobody's saying to do anything. But when you think and do like everybody else does, you have the same results as everybody else does. You want to go out and get arrests, but you sit on the side of the road and you run radar, or you're pumping random plates into a computer. So you need to figure out the puzzle, man. How do I figure this game out? You want to be the person who's known for knowing more about a subject matter because it's important for you to have good, valuable information to disseminate between the ranks or amongst the ranks, and you don't want to open a book because nobody else opens a book to read it, a case law book. You want to catch people, engage in criminal activity, yet you, again, still do things that everybody else does. And if you're doing things that everybody else is doing, you're going to have the same results that everybody else has. When you start thinking outside of the lines, when you drive over the lines, you'll probably find yourself having a little more success in this line of work. So think about that. It's an interesting theory. When it happened, it was like an epiphany. It dawned to me that, oh my God, that's so interesting. That was some of the most practical training that I could have gotten, which allowed me to be just such in a crazy way, a safer driver, because I had more control of the vehicle because I just followed a different mindset. People have been doing the same thing for so many years. They think that's what it is, but it's not. And what separates the best police officers, from the mediocre and low-level police officers, are the ability to comprehend and understand and apply the principles of it ain't going to be inside the box. You got to think outside the box. You got to think outside the lines. You got to know how to maneuver. And I know I always drive this factor home, but when you understand and know case law, especially not from a tactical, but from a practical standpoint, you're going to work so much more confidently, and you're going to be so close up on the line where police officers who don't know what they're doing and don't know what the law is, don't know how to enforce it. And I get it. Everybody gets a basic law class. You learned 15 to 19 things that you know well. There's a lot more to know in this game than that. And you'll see the difference between people who are confident and know what they're doing, especially legally, and persist forward and work up here real close, versus the people who are unsure, uneducated, insecure, not knowing what to do, will work 10 feet back while they're trying to figure out how on God's green earth am I going to navigate through this one. You know what? The worst thing that I continue to watch is people just cease and desist and take no action when they could have taken plenty of action. Some simple questions come across to me all the time, all day, every day. And guys, I mean, it's literally maybe 2 hours of reading would solve so many problems for you guys. You have so many questions answered. And just starting to do some research into case law, and you could come out on the road and feel confident. But with that being said, think about that. Think about what you're doing, what the results you're getting are. Is it effective? What are you training at? Are you listening to different perspectives? And guys, the people who are doing the work that you want to be doing, the having the results you want to be having, that have the reputation that you want to have, maybe they're not in your agency, but you're in this group now, and you're able to see who these people are. You can pick their brains. What are they doing that you're not doing? Maybe that person's not in your agency. You have to go to a different agency and do a ride-along on your day off to figure out, how do I bring this stuff to where I'm at? It took us years to figure out the things that we figured out. And I'm still learning every day, and we're still just collecting data and trying to get it out to you guys as fast as possible so you can use it and employ the tactics in your law enforcement career. Get a lot of nice emails and messages all day long about how people got picked to go to units and they got promoted and they're narcotics detectives and this and that. And it's possible. So with that being said, if you know what you're doing, driving over the lines ain't such a bad thing. It actually is a smarter thing, a safer thing, and a more effective thing.